It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander, and in East Central Illinois, there is a family that has had to move out of its beautiful home. Why? After this. On the telephone with me is Ted Hartke of Fithian, Illinois. That's in Vermilion County, East Central Illinois. And Ted, before we talk about why you can't live in your home anymore, let's talk about the house. When did you buy it, and where is it located?
My wife and I moved from Urbana when she finished her PhD. We chose to move out to the country because both of us grew up on farms, and we moved here to raise our kid in the same kind of environment that we were raised in, and this location was close to her family and still close enough to our work that we found this to be the perfect spot. We really love this community. It was wonderful here.
I saw a photo of your house at the Illinois Farm Bureau convention recently, and it looks beautiful. It's how would you describe the house?
Our house is a modern house. It's about 15 years old. I bought it about 7 years ago. We added on a garage and a breezeway. We put the railing around the wraparound porch. We poured a basketball pad and sidewalks around our house so our kids can have great places to do sports and ride bikes. We built a treehouse along the creek and a big play structure in the backyard. This was the perfect place to raise our kids and settle down for the long term.
Ted, the reason you're on with me is because you're not living in that home anymore. And the reason you aren't living there is what?
This year, a wind energy company constructed wind turbines next to our house, and they turned them on in January. And after they turned on the wind turbines, we were hearing a lot of noise inside of our house, and we started having sleep issues immediately as soon as they turned them on. This is a noise that we hoped that we would have gotten used to by now. We hoped it would be like living next to a highway or living next to train tracks that people get used to, but unfortunately, it continued, and it got worse over time. We were being sleep deprived. My kids started getting bad grades in school, and it was having some bad health effects for my wife and both of my children and myself.
So they moved out 8 miles away into a double wide where Hartke says he and his family are sleeping again and the ill effects they'd been experiencing are gone. The Hartkes aren't the only people complaining about having wind turbines as neighbors. It is a hot topic in many parts of the country that has divided communities, and it's a complicated issue. We'll talk more about it tomorrow. Back after this. Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.